This is the TJ Show, Shasta in Medford, Oregon. Is that you?
Yep.
Shasta, you work or do you own a nail salon?
I'm an independent contractor, so I lease a station out of a salon.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Girl, get it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that inner behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, when you go to some of these nail salons or hair salons, sometimes they're renting a space at a salon. It's almost like a little real estate area for you to clip people's nails.
Yep, pretty much.
She does more than clipping nails, TJ.
Well, no, I'm sure. You know what I always am impressed with? That you can clip nails, and you're doing it from your perspective, not my own. Like, I know how to clip my own nails. Mm. But when my kids ask me to clip their nails, I have to kind of flip them around so it's like my hand.
Hmm.
And you probably don't need to do that, right? Like, you're not cuddling them and clipping them now.
They're not sitting on your lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't have to do that.
Pay extra for that.
Can you, is there any use for fingernails once they're gone? Because I've been throwing them out my whole life.
Yeah, just throw them away.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
No, I don't know. I mean, you're saying
people will collect teeth. It's just a weird thing.
Got it. Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure. I found out that my coffee grinds were actually very valuable. They repel mosquitoes. And so I've started saving them. Yeah. And meanwhile, I've been throwing them out all these years. I just thought I'd ask.
And I have heard that you can take hair and pot it into your soil.
Is that true?
Your plants. And it helps the plant grow.
Look at that.
So maybe nails could do the same thing.
Well,
it's a good question.
Glad I asked. Just bringing it up. Somebody will figure it out somewhere. Hey, Shasta, thank you so much for listening to our show.
Yeah, no problem. You guys just took over one of our radio stations, and actually the music is so much better now.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Well, that's really good news.
Yeah.
Please tell your friends that, we're always so honored. I don't know if you listen in the nail salon, but that's always such a great honor because you've got so many people coming in and out, and we thank you so much for that.
Yeah, our local station, actually, we do a lot of advertisement on this same station. So it's funny because I listen to you guys and then I hear tons of our commercials.
Oh, great.
Nice.
So tell me the name of the nail salon, if this is helpful to you, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tell me the name of the nail salon so the next time that I'm driving through Medford, Oregon, I can come in and be like, yo, it's me. And it might be awkward.
If you had your kids, even better because we are the Beauty Mart Glitter Bar. We legit have this big area that's tons of different kinds of glitters for nail techs, people who do crafts to come buy in smaller portions so they don't have to buy in bulk. And then they can mix up their own kind of glitters if they want.
Right. Yeah. Mixing up glitters and arts and crafts with glitter makes me nauseous, but I understand
TJ's
that.
Daughters would love that.
My kids like glitter and I understand the draw of it. So what's the name of the salon and how do we find you if we are flying through Medford, Oregon, and I want to parachute out and visit you?
Yeah, we are the Beauty Mart Glitter Bar, and we are actually at 331 Crater Lake Avenue.
Great.
So it's actually a main drag, and it's this cute little house, and inside it's all different hues of pinks and glitters. And
nice.
Yep, it's perfect.
That's cute.
You have any trap doors?
No, but my boyfriend does insulation, so I made him go up into our attic to see if we had adequate insulation, right? Because that helps with heating and whatever.
Right.
And there was actually a makeshift room up in the attic.
Yeah, that's why I asked. You never know when you move into a random house or it's a house, in the 17th century or whatever. And then you're in it with a nail salon now and today. You don't know what they were doing behind the walls. And it's always so cool to figure that out. I want to install a trap door in my house. My wife won't let me do it. I'm so upset about it. I want it to be under the carpet.
That would be epic.
Yeah, when the kids are screaming, I just disappear.
That's why she won't let me do it. She's nope.
Hey, Shasta, thank you for the call. You have a great day. And you're a friend of the show now, so you call anytime.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right,
you
bye
take
bye.
Care.
See you.
Bye.